Welcome to the day after the election special edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. Hope you all voted early and voted often. Hi, hi. This was first broadcast on Sunday, July the 20th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. Now, this week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by the Digital Group. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Any Takers, 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. And UHF CB Channel 24, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC, and as a trial, HF CB Channel 24, 11 metres, hosted by Stephen, VK7SME, both in the Hobart area. Now, if you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in Southern VK7. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. WWFF SOTA POTA and IOTA, Rodney VK7HAM and Peter VK7ZPE activated Narawantapu National Park, which includes the Asbestos Ranges Summit, situated between Port Sorell and the Tamar River estuary. Formerly known as the Asbestos Range National Park until 1999, Narawantapu was the first park in Tasmania to return an Aboriginal name, referring to the Badger Head and West Head area. The park was officially declared a national park in 1976. And then Jim, VK7JZ, and Harry, VK7HXT, set up at the Kangaroo Bluff Historic Site in Bellerive. The site, known for its military architecture and scenic riverfront, provided the backdrop as they operated on both the 40 and 15 metre bands. Stuart, VK7FADZ, made his way to Mount Oakley in the Cradle Mountain Lake St Clair National Park. Standing at 1,286 metres, Mount Oakley is a popular side trip from the overland track. Stuart activated on the 40 metre band. David, VK7DBX, continued his antenna experimentation with a visit to the Rosny Hill Nature Recreation Area, where he made 15 contacts on 40 metres. This marks David's third POTA activation. And this weekend is POTA Support Your Parks Weekend. This event happens seasonally on the third full weekend of the month, Saturday and Sundays UTC. Support Your Parks Weekend is all about community, radio fun, and promoting the appreciation of our natural spaces. With 793 POTA references in VK7, there's lots of choice for everyone. Hope to catch you on the air, and that's 73s from Matt, VK7MAT. Now, QSL News, Inwards QSL Bureau information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau at 11 July is in the email version of this broadcast. If you've recently moved, or if you've just received or changed your call sign, please advise your details to Herman at aussiemail.com.au. And that's 73s from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey. Statewide SSTV nights. A light-hearted night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZGK, AX, ZAB, OO, TW, and KT, all sharing over 40 photos. The main themes were reflections from pools of water and a silver sphere, European clocks, the 40th anniversary of the first Live Aid concert, Hogan's Heroes, a TV sitcom from 1965, with a wise saying of, I know nothing, derived from Socrates, Hobart and Launceston waterfronts, and the nut at Stanley. Continuing a recent theme, this time road speed checks in Denmark. You just can't let it rip. Hi, hi. Other highlights were the difference between Fourier and Courier transforms. What 500 years of technology can do in the world of art? A self-conscious dinosaur? There is nothing funny about hemorrhoids. A bad day when shiitake happens. Burial, a political debate about fake news, and 73s from a hot Holden. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway. And VK7's exchange photos with PF9XZ in Germany and PD7JV in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries to get a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week at 6:30 p.m., but will not close it until 11:30 p.m., giving a wider window for international stations. Now, don't forget, Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OOs, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on the NTARC website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. That's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. And now news from the Northwest. Club member excels in the Ross Hull 2024 contest. Andrew, VK7XR, entered the Ross Hull contest, which is held throughout the month of January. For some reason, the 2024 contest scores disappeared and contestants were asked to resubmit their logs. And Andrew achieved some remarkable results. He was the only VK7 participant and was awarded the following. Second place in Section B, that's the phone, best 7 days. Second place in Section F, phone, best in 2 days. Fourth place in Section E, all modes, best in 2 days. And sixth place in Section A, all modes, best 7 days. Congratulations, Andrew. And that's best regards from Eric, VK7EV, news officer of NWTARC. Now news from the north. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Forlora and Fauna Parks group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7AN. Now, Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated. One of the most common subjects for discussion that keeps reappearing at technical nights and morning teas over the last year has been toroids, balans, chokes, ferrite beads, and interference suppression. Wouldn't it be good to have everything answered that you were afraid to ask? So, calling all amateur radio and electronic enthusiasts, dive into the fascinating world of toroidal components with our hands-on toroid test and measurement presentation by Trevor, VK7TB. Trevor will demystify the toroid color code system from red, a T37-2, to yellow, a T68-6, and beyond, so you can select the right core for your frequency range and power level? Or are those painted on colours just for decoration by some manufacturers? Whether you're building balans, filters or matching networks, understanding toroids is key to cleaner signals and better performance. This session will attempt to cover some of the following. Colour code, ferrite or soft iron cores, frequency response and core saturation, inductance and Q factor or quality factor measurement, testing tools that can be used and maybe even some DIY winding techniques. If all goes well, the testing oscilloscope display should be available on the large screen monitor for easier viewing. As there's only a couple of hours available for this presentation, we'll see what can be covered. I'm sure Trevor might be tempted into a follow-up session for the remainder and maybe even covering the now ubiquitous nano VNAs and other tools like LCR meters to evaluate your toroids with accuracy. Presentation to be held in the club rooms on Wednesday the 6th 6th of August at about 7:30. So, to start things off, this presentation is perfect for beginners and seasoned operators alike, as it will blend theory with practical demonstrations. So bring your questions, your curiosity, and your toroids. Upcoming events. Amateur license training, Peter VK 7 Papa Delta, is currently running Saturday upgrade classes. All are welcome. Please contact Peter or the secretary if you are interested. On-air test and technical net session every Wednesday. Testnet and CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 megahertz from 7:30 till 8:30. And your host for the evening is me, Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom technical night session. The next session will be Wednesday the 23rd of July from the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Unlocking the Secrets of Toroids, I just mentioned it, by Trevor, VK7TB. Wednesday the 6th of August, doors open at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. Presentation about 7:30 p.m. That's at the Clubrooms. Coffee morning held every Friday at the Clubrooms. Time is from 10 o'clock till noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, VK7ZSB, secretary of NTARC Incorporated. Now, you're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, Reist. The Wednesday's Experimenters Group. Last Wednesday night, July the 16th, was a full show of amateur radio-related items, starting with a discussion on the current ARIS SSTV event that is commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo-Soyuz flights and the 40th anniversary of STS-51F, which was the second SAR-X flight. Many amateurs are receiving pics from the ISS, including Richard, VK7ZBX, who we had in the studio. Thanks, Richard. Murray, VK7ZMS, then came into the studio and we went through the Trans-Tasman low-band preparation for this 160, 80 and 40-metre contest. Murray is making 160-metre short vertical from an original article by Drew Diamond, VK3XU, and renewed by Justin, VK7TW, in an AR article in 2023. Thanks, Murray. We then featured the great T-shirts available from Ham Radio DX. Thank you, Hayden, VK7HH, and then moved to some historic telegraphy items from Richard, VK7RO, and included a sounder to complete Justin, VK7TW's replica that you will see this Wednesday. And then it was a look at the latest AR magazine, 2025, volume 93, number 3, and in fact reviewed many, many times due to an audio echo for the first few minutes. Hi, hi. This Wednesday night is a special DATV next week with Dennis, who will be in the studio, and we will have the replica telegraphy setup demonstrating how it used to work. We'll also be looking at a range of other interesting items. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving around 6 p.m. and often bring their dinner to enjoy. There is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel, so see you there or on the stream. That's 73s from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. August presentation night. August will see a very special historical presentation from Andrew Johns, VK7AJ, about his dad's Antarctic diary from the International Geophysical year in 1957. The diary was unearthed in a box at the South Hobart Resource Tip Shop and traced back to Andrew, and that's a story in itself. David Johns, VK0DJ, VK1DJ and VK7DJ, headed south to Macquarie Island in 1954 and then to Mawson in 1957 for the geophysical year, which started in July 1957 and ended in December 1958. The aim of the International Geophysical Year was for the simultaneous collection of data on a worldwide basis to take place, and David's physics role was to gather data about cosmic rays. There's some wonderful insight into life in Antarctica in 1957, and many stories will be told. When? Wednesday, August the 6th, 2025, from 7:30 p.m. Where? Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and streamed on the Reese YouTube stream. So see you there or on the stream. 73 is from the Reese Committee. The August Forum Night. Your favourite digital mode. Join us for an engaging Reese Forum Night on Wednesday, August the 13th, where we dive into the world of digital modes, the ones you love, and the reasons why. Whether you're passionate about CW, FT8, JS8 Core, PSK31, Ritty, Olivia, or something more exotic, this is your chance to share your favourite and learn from others. We'll explore what makes these modes tick. Efficiency, propagation performance, ragtube potential, contesting edge, or simply good old fun. Bring your experience, your stories, your curiosity, for an evening of spirited discussion, demonstrations, and discovery. So fire up your radios, cue up your virtual waterfall, and join us on Wednesday the 13th of August 2025 from 7:30 p.m. at the Reese Queen's Domains Club Room, or tune in via the live stream on Reese YouTube channel. Let's talk digital. See you there or on the stream. That's 73 from Reese Committee. Now, September presentation night is to do with weather balloon chasing. It's all about the sport of weather balloon chasing from Steve, VK700, with support from Anders, VK7TCP, and Stephen, VK7SH. There are hundreds of weather balloons with radio sons launched every day around the world to help meteorological and aviation understand what's going on in our atmosphere. Now, these balloons are one-use devices, and the balloon eventually bursts and the radio sonde comes back down to Earth on a parachute. They have a lithium battery, and we'll have some examples of them at the presentation. They transmit on the 75-centimeter band and can be picked up using a modest receiver and antenna. Some amateurs have even repurposed the transmitters for amateur beacons on 70 centimeters. They're tracked through a citizen science project called Sond Hub that Stephen VK7SH has been deeply involved with. There's also a historical club linkage with radio sons, with Rex Moncur VK7MO developing some of the early valve-based radio sons back when he started with the Bureau of Meteorology. When? September the 3rd, 2025, from 7:30. Where? Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and stream on the Reese YouTube streaming. And that's 73s from the Reese Committee. Now, the Forum night in September is how to get the most from your nano VNA. Everyone's got a nano VNA in their shack, except Rex. But are you really getting the most out of it? Join us for the Reese Forum night on Wednesday, September the 10th, where we will demystify the mighty little nano VNA. This session is all about practical use, so bring your questions, your nano VNA, and your curiosity. Whether you're tuning antennas, measuring filters, checking feed lines, or just trying to figure out what those squiggly lines mean. This is your chance to get hands-on. There'll be live demonstrations, open Q&A, plenty of shared tips and tricks from fellow hams who've gone deep with their nano VNAs. No PowerPoint, just pure practical knowledge. Kicking off at 7:30 at the Reese Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed live on the Reese YouTube channel. Don't miss it. Time to unlock the full potential of that pocket-sized powerhouse. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reese has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates, standard, advanced, and regulation assessments are held on alternate months. And the next one is on the 26th of July 2025. Now, foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months, with the next one on the 30th of August 2025. So stay updated with the full schedule, and that's on the Reese events page. And if you need to secure your spot or ask a question, email reese.assessor@gmail.com, and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organizer, who will be in contact. We have learning resources, including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reese YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect. So prepare with a WIA Foundation trial exam, and the link can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way, and that's 73s from Reg VK7KK. And now, space news. Moths follow the Milky Way. Astronomers come in all shapes and sizes, even invertebrates. A new study published in Nature reveals that Australian moths can see and decipher the night sky. They pay particular attention to the Milky Way and seem capable of navigating using the Carina Nebula as a visual landmark. Every spring in southeast Australia, billions of bogong moths take flight under the cover of darkness. It's the beginning of an epic migration as much as 1,000 kilometres long. Their destination, a small cluster of caves in the Australian Alps. Places the moths have never visited before, yet somehow to navigate with remarkable precision. Their compass, it turns out, is the night sky itself. Reaching the conclusion required the researchers to do something, you probably don't want to think about it too closely. They attached the moths to tiny little tethers. Moths could lift off and pick a direction, but not escape. The experiment unfolded inside a special moth planetarium. Star patterns were projected onto an overhead screen, while the ambient magnetic field was nulled by Helmholtz coils, guaranteeing that the participants could not cheat using magnetic navigation. When shown a normal star field, the moths oriented in the correct direction. But when the stars were scrambled into random patterns, they lost their bearing. To dig deeper, the researchers recorded activity from visual neurons in the moths' brains as a projected night sky rotated overhead. Neurons fired more strongly when the stars aligned with the moths' inherited migratory heading. Some neurons were turned to the brightest region of the Milky Way, especially near the Carina Nebula, suggesting that this band of starlight is a visual landmark. Clouds produce the next revelation. Bogong moths remained oriented even when stars were hidden. In those cases, they relied on the Earth's magnetic field instead, revealing a dual compass system similar to that of migratory birds. When both stellar and magnetic cues were removed, the moths became disoriented again. In recent years, scientists have discovered that many creatures are guided by the stars. In addition to humans, the list includes migratory songbirds, possibly seals, dung beetles, cricket frogs, and now bogong moths. The list of life forms guided by magnetism is even longer, ranging in size from microbes to whales. Nature may be telling us something. The universe is everyone's map. And that was sourced from spaceweather.com. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64. 40 megahertz commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a -7 megahertz offset, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650 using a -600 separation with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 megahertz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, and then the North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, stations in the South in the even minute. Reist Wags Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist Wags Wednesday's Experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and also streamed. The Reist 6 meter AM net on 53.1 megahertz every day from 4:30 10:30 p.m. SOTA, WWFF Group, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. and then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. NTARC Coffee Meeting mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. The time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. NTARC Club Room Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 23rd of July from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. VK7 events, Reist, 6th of August, Antarctic Diary Reflections, NTARC, 6th of August, Unlocking the Secrets of Toroids, test measurement presentation with Trevor, VK7TB. Reist, 13th of August, Favorite Digital Modes, Forum Night from 7:30 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming. Reist, 3rd of September, Weather Balloon Chasing from 7:30 in the Club Rooms and also streaming. Reist, 10th of September, How to Get the Most from Your Nano VNA, 7:30 in the Club Rooms and streaming. And don't forget, on the 15th of November, the Myena Hamfest, Community Hall Myena, from 10 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast: Newsreader, VK7, Papa Delta, repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTRC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC, 160 meters, VK7GS, 80 meters, VK7JGD, 40 meters, any takers, 20 meters, any takers, 10 meters, VK7ALH, UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC, HF-CB24, VK7SME, DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A huge thank you to all people and organizations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up the VK7 Amateur Radio News. Hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've just been listening to VK7WI. If you've just tuned in, you've missed our live broadcast, but don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. We encourage you to share your news, stories, and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 hours on Friday before the Sunday broadcast. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you 73s and good DX.